This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Trophy Wife is the name of one of this TV season's new sitcoms. It starts tonight on ABC and was created by Sarah Haskins. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that Haskins aims to use her feminist perspective to take on a particular stereotype.
This sitcom's trophy wife is a reformed party girl trying to figure out her place in a family with a much older husband, his two ex-wives, and three kids. One of those exes happens to be a surgeon so intimidating she can reset the husband's broken nose with her bare hands.
All right, sit up, please.
Sit up.
Kids, look away.
Now are you?
Good. Thank you.
And the other ex-wife is incredibly well-intentioned, but her boundaries are awful.
And I didn't break into your home. Relax. I used the Heida key.
We don't have a Heida key.
I do.
This is what happens when you enter a family already blended to the point of frappéd, says Trophy Wife creator Sarah Haskins. She's two decades younger than her husband, Jeff, and had to learn how to step-parent his children.
You don't realize when, or I didn't realize when I married Jeff, that you sort of by default marry everybody. And then you're married to them forever.
Haskins comes across as more sensible best pal than flashy trophy wife. She went to Harvard and then studied improv comedy at Second City in her hometown, Chicago. Haskins first made her mark on television a few years ago with a series of short videos for Current TV.
Target women.
Target Women mocked how women and men are reduced to tiresome stereotypes in popular culture, like in this one dedicated to ads for cleaning products.
If your husband doesn't know how to use a blender, you can comfort yourself by knowing that cleaning products will always be your special friend. Like Javier Purple Sponge Bardem.
You know what part of a woman I admire most? Her hands.
Haskins' bone-dry sensibilities extend to her title. Trophy Wife's intended to be ironic, but critics are calling it the Cougar Town problem. Good show, terrible name. It was off-putting to actress Mullen Ackerman, who plays the main character.
To be honest with you, when I first saw the title, I was like, oh, I am not going to play a trophy wife. Are you kidding me? It sounds so boring, you know, because to me, trophy wife is shut up and look pretty.
But especially as a new mom herself, Ackerman loved how the show plumbs the comedy that comes with stumbling into parenting.
She wants to be a good mom to the kids. She's not great at it at all.
Like in a scene where the trophy wife goes to her stepson's parent-teacher conference. She wears tiny little shorts to meet with his gracious but quite venerable teacher.
Oh my goodness, you're so young. You could be a student here.
Oh, so could you. Student of life, you know. We're all aging. Great pin.
Trophy Wife was a favorite show among critics this year, including TV Line editor Matt Midovich. But he's a little stupefied by how ABC fitted into its programming.
If I'm ABC, I take Trophy Wife, which shares like the perfect blend of sensibilities of the middle and Modern Family, and I put it on at 8:30.
Or after Modern Family, he says, on Wednesday nights, where it could pick up a huge audience. But Trophy Wife's creator, Sarah Haskins, says the show is all about defying expectations. Firstly, of what a trophy wife should be.
Like going to Pilates and getting her nails done and asking that the kids be sent to boarding school and, like, removing the life support.
That's pretty much what other characters on the show expect at first. Take the teenage daughter who rebuffs the trophy wife's every attempt to build a relationship.
Have fun at Model UN, Hill.
You can stop trying so hard. No one expects you to be a mom. Just think of yourself more as my dad's third wife. Bye.
And that's a welcoming attitude compared to the teenager's mom.
When my children are at your house, what do you wear?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. No,
But Haskins says her show is dedicated to exploring the dynamics between three strong female personalities all trying to do what's best for the kids.
It's not a woman versus woman show as much as, like, it's about parents and it's about how you balance being a stepmom with being a mom and balance your strengths and weaknesses as a human. Like, in that context.
Trophy wives on television have mostly been limited to reality shows and soaps. Haskins wants to subvert a toxic category of femininity. In the process, she's also subverting one of the most prominent types of characters on television right now, the anti-hero. And Sarah Haskins is making yet another very funny feminist statement. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.